This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump still a patient on Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, where he is being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctors say that the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump said he is feeling better and hopes to be back soon. He's expected to remain at the hospital for several more days. Meantime, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections of close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on the September 26th White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Amy Coney Barrett is her name. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands, most without masks. Among those who attended and who have now tested positive, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, two Republican senators, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. While Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that video Trump released, he said that his wife was handling her situation very nicely, adding, she's just a little bit younger than he is. In fact, she is 24 years younger. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday earlier this year. Mr. Trump is 74. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump's positive COVID-19 test. On Saturday, Pompeo said he would be leaving Sunday as planned on a trip to Asia. He's still scheduled to fly to Tokyo, but planned stops to South Korea and Mongolia no longer are on his itinerary, according to the State Department. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital, Minsk, Sunday to demand that authorities free political prisoners and police turn water cannons on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since that August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a sixth term in power. The political crisis in Belarus has caused broad repercussions for Minsk and its ally Moscow. This week, the European Union and the United States imposed sanctions on senior Belarusian officials, but spared Lukashenko. The crisis has also raised the possibility of more sanctions against Moscow if it decides to help Lukashenko. The ruble has already dropped steeply at the prospect. And thousands of demonstrators in southern Germany protested against coronavirus restrictions over the weekend, police said Sunday, although organizers failed to mobilize enough people for a planned human chain around Lake Constance. Thousands of counter-demonstrators in Constance also turned out to show support for the government's measures to contain the coronavirus, while also protesting against right-wing supporters in the other group, police said. Overall, police counted between 10,500 and 11,000 people taking part in different demonstrations on Saturday, and the two-day protests continued on Sunday. The marches have attracted a mixed crowd of civil rights activists and people who oppose vaccinations, as well as neo-Nazis and members of far-right groups, including the opposition party Alternative for Germany. And at least two people have died and up to 20 are still missing after a powerful storm hit southeastern France and northwestern Italy. Named Alex, the storm brought fierce winds and torrential rain. A number of villages north of Nice in France suffered serious damage from the floods and landslides, with roads, bridges, and homes destroyed. And in Italy, a section of a bridge over the Cesnia River collapsed. In northwestern Italy, flooding was described as historic. And world record holder Eliud Kipchoge was beaten in the London Marathon as Shura Kitata sprinted to the finish, claiming an unexpected victory. Four-time winner Kipchoge, a Kenyan, was the favorite, but fell behind with two laps to go and finished eighth. Ethiopian Kitata pushed ahead of Kenya's Vincent Kipchunga on the home stretch to finish in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 41 seconds. And Brigitte Kosgei, yet another Kenyan, defended her title. She holds the women's world record. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.